Hello? Oh, hey, Sam. Things are good in Philly. How's everything in Boston and your mom, Aunt Marie? I miss you too, Samantha. Oh my gosh, why didn't you come to my party? I was so upset that you couldn't make it. It's okay. I understand that you had to babysit your little sister, Sally. All right, I'll tell you all about my party. Okay, so the week before my party, I invited a lot of people from school, my friends outside of school, and a lot of people in our family. But when I asked these three girls, Sarah, Anna, and Marie, to come to the Sweet 16 and try to give them the invitation, they gave me a dirty look. Maria said, "Ha, you're inviting me to your party. It's going to be super boring, and everyone is going to talk about it, saying how bad it was and it was lame." Then I said, "Wow, how would you know the party didn't even happen yet?" as I shook my head at them. Then I said, "But okay, if that's how you feel, then it's better to not invite you." And then I had second thoughts about even throwing a party if people thought it was lame before they even show up. Exactly, I didn't get to. Exactly, I didn't get how they were judging and making conclusions about my party either. And I've never invited them to any of my parties before. Stephanie saw how upset I looked after walking by those cruel group of girls. She asked, "Hey, Ashley, what's wrong? Are you okay?" as I was looking down. "Yeah, I'm fine," I said as I sighed. Stephanie said, "So I heard you're having a Sweet 16, girl." I looked up and said, "Yeah, you want to come?" "Oh my gosh, yeah, girl, yes, I would love to come." I know, right? She's one of the nicest girls in my school, and I said in my head, "Wow, Stephanie made my day just by making me feel better about my party." The day continued, and I was feeling much better after having my chat with Stephanie as the date went on in school. I asked all my friends that I hang out with in school to come, and they all agreed. Yes, I brought my entire outfit a month before the party with my mom. My dress was knee-length, fitted black sparkly dress. Well, what were you gonna wear? Oh, wow. We were both going to wear black. What a coincidence. Anyways, since the party was gonna be from 8 o'clock p.m. to 12 o'clock a.m., I had to get things together all Saturday morning and afternoon. Oh my gosh, it was so stressful, but it was worth it. My mom made me help her clean the entire house with her. Aunt Anna came with the twins, cousin Amanda and Kyle, to help me and mom with the cooking. Afterwards, Aunt Anna did my hair. My mom did my makeup, and Amanda helped me get dressed. My hair was just curled, but my makeup was so pretty. I know, my mom is great at makeup. She's teaching me tips and tools, so hopefully I'll be great at it. All right, back to the story. We left the house an hour early to get ready. As soon as I got out the car, I looked up and viewed the building of the ballroom. It was so pretty and luxurious. As we walked in, the man who worked there told us where to go, and we proceeded to his directions. Once we walked in the room, oh my gosh, Samantha, it was gorgeous. The room was big and it had a huge chandelier. Yeah, the room was already decorated, but we needed to set up the food we made. The people I invited and the DJ started coming around 8:30. And honestly, I was extremely nervous because I said to myself, what if the girls were right about my party? What if it turns out to be boring? I had so much negativity in my mind about my Sweet 16, Sam, because I was anxious about the feedback I'd get back from people. But then the DJ played some good music, and everyone was on the dance floor. even my mom. I mean, I was a little embarrassed about how me and my mom danced together. Then as I danced, I looked around the room, seeing people laughing and dancing. Then I realized to myself that it's my party, and I need to have fun and not stress about anybody if everyone is having fun. As the party ended, people were leaving. Everyone told me that I had the best Sweet 16 they've ever been to, and I was so relieved to hear that. I know, right? It was nice. But as soon as I got in the house, I was exhausted from dancing so much. So I jumped in the shower, brushed my teeth, and fell asleep. On Sunday, I saw my party on almost everyone's Snapchat stories and Instagram. I showed my mom, and she was happy to see that everyone had a good time. The following Monday, everyone's topic of discussion was the party. Once everyone bragged to Sarah, Anna, and Maria, they felt so bad about talking bad about my party that they apologized to me in person. Yeah, I accepted the apology, although they were wrong to say such negative things about the Sweet 16. I learned my lesson about this. I learned how to have self-confidence and not care what anyone say bad about me, because at the end of the day, I know that I will receive some good feedback of my actions.